B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So I saw this news article, and I would be so upset if this happened at my wedding. There's a woman in Texas that authorities are looking for because she is the official wedding crasher of Texas. Not only is she crashing these weddings, but she's doing it for a reason. She's stealing the bride and groom's gifts.
Oh.
So, you know, there's like a present table or a money drop where it goes into like kind of a box looking thing.
Yeah.
She is making off with people's gifts.
Wow.
So the authorities are now offering a $4,000 cash reward for people to help them find her. She's stolen gift cards, and she's been seen using them in public. She's even been caught on surveillance.
Oh, yeah? So they have a picture of her?
Yep, they know what she looks like, but they just can't catch her. So now they're asking the public to start posting pictures of her when they see her.
You know, that would require a lot of kind of tracking down. Because think about it like this. If you drop off a present at the wedding, you wouldn't be following up with the bride and groom on, hey, what do you think of my gift for a while?
No, and usually a bride and groom like writes a thank you note that says like, you know, thank you so much for
yada, yada, yada.
The china. I can't wait to use it at Christmas and when we host holidays and blah, 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 blah.
She's been doing this for a long time because this is kind of hard to track down.
And I think at a lot of weddings, either the groomsman or the bridesmaid is in charge of keeping an eye on the table.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really? I mean, I put somebody in charge.
Really?
We didn't.
Oh.
But no, I mean, do you really think you have to?
Like, well, the mine was at a hotel.
Okay, I was going to say, the people at your wedding you think are your family and friends.
Yeah, I got married at the Peabody in Memphis, and people could easily come in, grab something, and then roll out. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't at some hall where you had to, like, drive, you know, get into a car. But I wonder if someone would share a story with us, because I, as much as we would hate to hear it, it would be somewhat eye-opening if you had something stolen off your gift table at your wedding. 704-570-9595. Two things arise. One, if you had it happen in Texas, we think we found the person.
Yeah.
That'll help you. And two, like, it could have been a family member, y'all, which is the slimiest of slime.
Yeah. But would you ever really know?
I think somebody might have an idea. Dang it, we need to hear from someone.
Like, unless everything went missing, how would you know?
Yeah, how would you know something got stolen?
Yeah, like, I would probably just think, like, Aunt Beth just didn't give us a wedding gift.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the chances? Like, it had to have been a massive... She's got to be not doing to family. She's got to be doing this to a lot of strangers.
She is doing it to strangers.
Years of time for this to start adding up.
I see what you're saying, Roy. Okay, yeah. Lorraine, I thought you meant, like, do you think they know who it is? And I bet you if somebody had something stolen from their wedding, they would know, have an idea who stole it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't Rachel bring that guy that did time for robbery?
All judgmental.
But really, I mean,
judgmental.
Okay, but if the shoe fits, you also... You know?
Yeah, Rachel's new boyfriend had a weird scruffy beard.
Yeah. And he was walking around with a blender.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He said he got it from the bartender, but we're not so sure. It looked brand new.
I mean, he wouldn't even tip the bartender. You can't trust those people.
Why is Rachel's boyfriend walking around with a pot and pan set? A bread press. 704-570-9595. We got a couple people on hold, but we'd love to hear from as many people as possible. Did you have something stolen from your wedding?
All right, this is Jennifer in Locust. Hey, Jennifer.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about wedding gifts being stolen at my wedding. We had about 8 envelopes stolen out of the birdcage, and it turns out it was one of the workers that was working the wedding.
Ooh.
They had it on video.
Oh, man. Did you get any of it back?
Oh, boy. She's listening to herself on the radio.
Turn your radio off, Jennifer.
Messing with her.
That's okay. Lorraine wanted to know if you got any of it back.
Well, we had to call all of our relatives. It was really awkward. And we ended up canceling a bunch of the checks and everything. So we didn't get any of it back, unfortunately.
You know, how did you know that someone stole it? Because, like, Roy and Lorraine are saying, like, because you don't really know what you get until you sit there and you open stuff. And, like, I wouldn't judge Aunt Lucille for not bringing me a gift. Right. You know what I mean? How did you know?
We were going through our gifts the next day, and it was people who were, like our own parents we didn't have a card from. And we started thinking it was, like, really strange. So we started going through all the people that were at our wedding, and we noticed about, like I said, about 7 or 8 people that we were missing it from.
Okay.
So we called the place, and they ended up giving us a check they felt bad. So they gave us a check for some of it at least.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Hey, criminals, don't steal the envelope that says to my dearest daughter.
And like, is it bad? I'd be trying to get in on that. I'd be like, oh yeah, we did get you that China set, but we also gave you a check too. I'd be trying to look like the all-star family member.
Oh, that sucks. Someone took your trip to Jamaica that I put in there.
Man, this is Melissa and Davidson. Something stolen from your wedding. What was it?
Yeah, my maid of honor was holding a purse full of several $100 in cash to give as tips for the service people.
Mm-hmm.
Taken off the table.
Oh,
gone.
No.
Yeah.
And so now, was it someone in your family you think stole it, or?
We don't know. We've always assumed or hoped it was someone that worked for the facility and not family, but we don't know.
So did people still get tipped, or were you just like, well, you took it, so that's yours?
No, of course they still got tipped.
Lorraine,
what?
You think Melissa's going to be like, hey, one of you stole the envelope?
Yeah.
I'm not sure
turn
which
them
one.
All against each other and be like, if you guys can figure it out, there's $300 in here for you.
Meanwhile, Cousin Charles Lake is the one pocketing the cash.
Yeah, making a bet at the racetrack.
I'll turn this thing into Hunger Games.
I hate to hear that, Melissa. Well, thanks for calling and sharing.
Yeah, thanks. You guys are great.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, how about this text message from 704? I didn't even know bringing gifts to a wedding was a thing. I thought that was what the bridal shower was for.
What? You don't go to weddings. Come on.
Good news.
Still to come.
All right, we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. I call a guy by the name of Dan. Not only is he the man, but I creep him out when I say dying is going to be the last successful thing you do. He does not like that question. Brand new senseless 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.